You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thanks for being here today. It is the start of a new week, and we now head into the offseason with Tennessee basketball. We continue with Tennessee football spring practice. We'll get a mix of both in on today's show. In segment number one, you will hear from Tennessee offensive coordinator Jim Chaney. He met with the media on Friday night for the first time since he was hired as Tennessee's new offensive coordinator. And of course, for Jim Chaney, it is a return to Knoxville after being the offensive coordinator for both Lane Kiffin and Derek Dooley when they were Tennessee's head coach. So you will hear from Jim Chaney talking about maybe how things have changed a little bit for him in his philosophy, how that can help Tennessee's offense this year and moving forward, and then also what he knows about the expectations that come with being at Tennessee. Right now it's a very good time, but expectations are going to be very high moving forward. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from Jim Chaney in the first segment. In segment number two, more Tennessee basketball talk and more reflecting on this past season and the careers of Tennessee's two seniors that we know are leaving. We don't know about Grant Williams and Jordan Bone, and the speculation is already there. But you'll hear from Admiral Schofield and Kyle Alexander in segment number two. And then in segment number three, more on Tennessee football. The Vols scrimmaging on Saturday, it was closed, but I'll talk about some of the chatter surrounding Tennessee's football team, the good and the bad. And the Final Four is set, and there's a recognizable name heading to the Final Four for the first time. I'll get to that in the third segment. All of that right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And every day it's available in the new Himalaya app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can play Locked On VOLS on your smart speaker or your smartphone when you get in your car. Locked On Vols is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. So Jim Chaney is back in Knoxville. I think it was a terrific hire by Jeremy Pruitt to bring Chaney in as the offensive coordinator for a number of reasons. One, I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Number two, Tennessee hired him away from Georgia. If you're taking a good offensive coordinator away from your rival, that doesn't hurt, I don't think. Georgia's probably going to be fine. They have James Coley in there, and they have a ton of talent, so they'll probably be fine. But still, you took Georgia's offensive coordinator away. That affects what they're doing. That causes change for the Bulldogs. And again, that's a really good coach. They no longer have on their staff. And then also, Chaney knows the SEC. He knows what it takes to win in the league. He knows Jeremy Pruitt from them going head-to-head. I think there is a self-scout benefit from the fact that Chaney has gone up against Jeremy Pruitt's defenses over the years, so he can talk to Jeremy Pruitt about what his defenses have done well, and there are a lot of things there, and maybe where they have been more vulnerable. Same thing with Jeremy Pruitt having gone up against Jim Chaney. Jeremy Pruitt knows what Chaney likes to do, knows how he can be successful. Maybe they can help each other be even more successful moving forward. I think that's absolutely part of the plan. So Jim Chaney was asked about right now being kind of a CEO of the offense. He does not have to coach one particular position group. He can, on the practice field, roam the field and spend part of one period with the quarterbacks, then the offensive line, then the tight ends. We've seen that on the practice field. Jim Chaney seemed to like the idea of that, by the way. But here's what he said to Patrick Brown of GoVols 247 when he brought that up on Friday with Tennessee's offense coordinator, Jim Chaney.
Well, it's been good for me so far. I tell you what, it's easier to install an offense when you're in this role. So you can go from room to room to room to room to room to make doggone sure everybody has no questions. I'm blessed here because the assistants that coaches put together are fantastic. They're very good. They're seasoned vets. They understand what they're doing, and they're no problem. There's just nuances of the things that I like to do that they're not familiar with, that being able to walk around and help them with that has benefited us, I think.
So there's no doubt a process for them to get used to working with each other. Jim Chaney inherited this staff. So he came into Knoxville, and he had coaches that were already in place, and some of them moved around. David Johnson is now coaching running backs, Chris Winkie to quarterbacks, and T. Martin came in to coach wide receivers. And we've seen Chaney and T. Martin working on the practice field together in the early portion when we see quarterbacks and wide receivers going through drills, because remember, T. is also the passing game coordinator, so he helps Tennessee's offense not just in coaching wide receivers, but with what Tennessee is doing overall in the offensive plan. That's a benefit of T having been an offensive coordinator at USC. And then Jim Chaney talked about this. It is the early part of his return to Knoxville. Tennessee's not played a game yet with Jim Chaney as the offensive coordinator. Right now, Tennessee is getting ready for year two with Jeremy Pruitt. So right now, a lot of the talk is about the building of the program and the future of Tennessee football. He also knows that Tennessee football comes with big-time expectations. Chaney was a part of Derek Dooley's staff and in 2012 was a part of a staff that was let go. Chaney is 1-0 and joked about that as an interim head coach because he coached the Kentucky game after Derek Dooley was fired in 2012. He joked on Friday that they have his statue, which is a bobblehead. So Jim Chaney, he brought the personality, and he did here, while also pointing out how things can change in a big-time program. And he talked about coaching with different coaches and now being with Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee.
You know, I don't know. With Lane, we skinned the cat this way. With Derek, we did it this way. Now with Coach Pruitt, we're doing it that way. My job as an assistant coach is to do whatever I can within his philosophy. What has been fun here is I've seen a lot of people that are dear to my heart, that it's been fun to smile and see friends again. In a lot of ways, guys, and you guys know this as well as I do in my role, this is my honeymoon period right now between now and the fall. There's going to be a third and one, and I'm going to make a call, and each one of y'all going to say, what in the hell was that? As will my wife, and we all know that. So this has been fun to get reacquainted with some friends and do things like that, and I'm really enjoying it, to be honest with you. I'm having a lot of fun. Coach Pruitt's been a blast to work with. The staff he's put together on my side of the ball, I couldn't ask for anything better. They're fantastic people and very good coaches. I'm very fortunate.
Tennessee offense coordinator Jim Chaney, how great is that personality? He knows he's in the honeymoon period, but as he said, we are going to ask, you as fans are going to ask, his wife is going to ask, what in the hell is he doing with a call that he makes? That comes with being the offensive coordinator really anywhere, but especially at a place like Tennessee. But something he mentioned there, doing what Jeremy Pruitt likes. Jeremy Pruitt wants to run the football. Jeremy Pruitt wants to be physical. When Jim Chaney was asked about how he has changed over the years as a coach, he said he hadn't thought much about it, but one thing that has changed is he has understood the importance of being good up front and being a physical offense if you want to win in the SEC. It's all about the line of scrimmage. You have to have playmakers, and I think that's a real benefit for Tennessee that Jim Chaney knows how to utilize playmakers. And I think he will help Tennessee with that this fall. I'm going to get to that coming up on the show, by the way, with some of the conversation coming out of the practice, the scrimmage on Saturday. But you've got to be physical. And I think Jim Chaney knows that and showed that at Georgia. Jeremy Pruitt saw that at Georgia. You could probably point to some of his time at Arkansas as well with what Brett Bielema wanted to do. Overall, Brett Bielema did not work out, but Bielema is a good coach and has had success. So I think being at Tennessee, being at Arkansas, being at Georgia, coaching in the NFL, and just being around the sport as long as Jim Chaney has, when he talks about the folders and notebooks and information he has on a bunch of different defensive coordinators, and just, again, time spent coaching and planning and preparing, I think what Jim Chaney sees in the importance of being a physical football team is what Jeremy Pruitt sees. Now, can they come together and make it work at Tennessee? Do they have the right personnel? All of those questions still need to be answered. But in terms of what it takes to win, what it takes to have success in the SEC, Jim Chaney and Jeremy Pruitt have both seen it. Think about where Jim Chaney comes from, Georgia. Think about how good they've been the last couple of years. And then Jeremy Pruitt, before being hired at Tennessee, was at Alabama. The top two programs in the league are Georgia and Alabama right now. And 2 years ago, Jim Chaney as the offensive coordinator at Georgia and Jeremy Pruitt as the defensive coordinator at Alabama went head-to-head in the national championship game. So they've been at the top two programs. They've seen what it takes to have the most possible success. Now they're going to try to do that for Tennessee. We had a great time hearing from Jim Chaney on Friday. Again, you're going to hear more from him this week. Jeremy Pruitt is going to meet with the media again Tuesday after practice. The Vols are off today. They will practice again tomorrow. So you'll hear from Jim Chaney a little bit more this week. I hope you get to hear from him more moving forward. I think it would be a great idea for Jeremy Pruitt to have Jim Chaney meet with the media more often because I think Chaney has a really good personality. I think he understands how to convey a message. I think that would be something that could help Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know how much he wants to do media appearances. Jim Chaney did it on Friday, did a very good job. I think fans would enjoy hearing from him. I think that would be good for the program. So I would think a change in the way things have gone, where it is a one-voice approach, could be good. Maybe altering the approach is how I would describe it. I would say Jim Chaney meeting with the media and talking about what Tennessee is doing on offense. He is kind of the head coach of that side of the ball. I think that'd be good for Tennessee. I think fans would enjoy it. So we'll talk more about what happened on the offensive side of the ball in the scrimmage on Saturday. Some word coming out over the weekend. I'll get to that in segment number three. Coming up next, I shift to basketball as Tennessee's basketball season is over. You'll hear from a couple of seniors at Tennessee. What they had to say about their time, I think, is a reminder of how this season went, what it was like for fans, and the position Tennessee basketball is in moving forward. It was a disappointing end to the season, no doubt, but things can still be bright in the future for Tennessee basketball. That's all coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And I want to tell you about the Himalaya app. It's a great new podcast app that is a free download. I've downloaded it, checked it out myself. You can go to the Himalaya app, download it, and search for Locked On Vols. Follow Locked On Vols there. They have a great system set up for all your podcast needs. Give it a try. Go to your app store and download the Himalaya app and find Locked On Vols. So you know Tennessee's basketball season is over. It came to a close on Thursday night with the loss to Purdue. By the way, on Saturday, Purdue going up against Virginia, what a game that was. That one ended up going to overtime, just like the Tennessee-Purdue game. And Ryan Klein, who hit 7 of 10 threes against Tennessee on Thursday, he started out hot, but at the end of regulation, he had two free throws with Purdue up by 2 points. Two free throws essentially win the game. He hits the first one, he misses the second one, so it's a three-point game. Virginia comes down the floor, and in a wild sequence, it gets a free throw, then misses the second. Offensive rebound, shot at the buzzer to tie it, then go into overtime and win. But Ryan Klein, who couldn't miss on Thursday night against Tennessee, misses a free throw that would have won it for Purdue, and instead Virginia wins the game. Of course, that's sports. But Tennessee season does come to a close, and a lot of the conversation has been about what happens next. And I think part of that comes from what's been set up. Tennessee basketball now has a higher expectation, I think, moving forward, at least in what Tennessee basketball should be consistently. And on Friday's show, I played, it actually was part of a comment from Admiral Schofield after the game, because I didn't realize it, but the audio had cut off part of it at the, it was at the post-game press conference. So I wanted you to hear it again, Admiral Schofield, and then you're going to hear from Kyle Alexander in a moment. But this was Admiral Schofield when he was asked to talk about his time at Tennessee and what he has to say, I think, is a reminder of the state of Tennessee's basketball program right now.
I think we've built something special. I think that the biggest thing that you have to appreciate is just this, the culture that we built at Tennessee, winning culture. And I just really appreciate it. I'm just sad that I have to go out on this note. But I think the biggest thing I can say is, you know, we left this program winning. Us four seniors, we left this program winning, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, we really came from the bottom, and to make it to the Sweet 16 is a dream coming true. Came up a little short, but at the end of the day, I remember when we were losing 19, 16 games and no one really believed in us. I remember when, you know, we could barely get 17,000 in the arena, and this year we averaged around 20,000. So God's been amazing this year. He's been amazing all my 4 years here, and it's just a blessing to be able to call myself a Tennessee Volunteer.
Admiral Schofield saying it's just a blessing to be able to call himself a Tennessee Volunteer. Admiral's gone as a player at Tennessee. He'll be back, though. You'll see him in Knoxville again. You'll see him at Tennessee basketball games in the future. He's hoping to have an NBA future, and I think he will. I think he's probably an early second-round pick. He could be a first-round pick. There's some first-round talk with Admiral, but he has to go through the draft process, of course, and we'll find out here in a few months where Admiral will be taken. But that one I'm sure of. I would be very surprised if Admiral's not drafted coming up in June. But he talked about the increased fan support over the years. That was because Tennessee was winning more. And it made me think of something that Kyle Alexander said back in early January after Tennessee destroyed Georgia. It was a packed house. It was a sellout at Thompson Bowling Arena. And at that point, the Vols were really getting big-time crowds at Thompson Bowling Arena. And I asked Kyle what he thought, being a senior, seeing that kind of fan support at Thompson Bowling, and this is what he said at the time.
I'm a senior. I have 3 months left. You know, I'm counting down the months and the weeks, and I really appreciate when the fans come out and do this. You know, it's something I'll remember forever.
He said that at the time, he was counting down the weeks and months. He knew he only had a small amount of time remaining in his senior year, and he talked about how much he appreciated the fans and their support. And I think that was genuine at the time. It's a reminder that, man, it does really go quickly. He knew at the time. Kyle was cognizant and recognized it in the moment. And that is what they leave behind. Kyle and Admiral are gone. Well, again, we'll find out what happens with Grant Williams and Jordan Bone. I think they still have decisions to make. So right now we're kind of predicting what they will end up deciding to do, especially with Grant. Grant could be a first-round pick. His decision is a lot tougher, I think, because of what potentially he has right now in the NBA draft. But that's what they leave behind. They leave behind fan support that I think is going to be back next year. I think going into next basketball season, no matter what Grant and or Jordan decide to do, I think fans are going to be excited for next season because you still have Jordan Bowden coming back. You have Lamonte Turner. You have a five-star in Josiah James coming in. And Tennessee will be, again, depending on where players are and their decisions to come back or not, a top five, top 10, top 25 team next season, and you will have players returning that fans have gotten to know. So you say goodbye to Kyle Alexander, you say goodbye to Admiral Schofield, potentially other players, and the end of the season, losing in the Sweet 16, is no doubt disappointing, but the state of Tennessee basketball looks like it's in really good shape, and Tennessee could be an SEC championship contender again next season, and it could be a team that's talked about with the ability to go on a deep run in the NCAA tournament. And you also have the you-never-know aspect. Look at Auburn. Auburn is making its first-ever trip to the Final Four. Auburn is a team that was a preseason top 10 team. It was a preseason SEC title contender. But as the season went along, it had a loss to North Carolina State in non-conference play. NC State didn't make the tournament. Auburn was swept in the regular season by Ole Miss. Auburn lost to South Carolina. It went through the regular season and entered the SEC tournament getting absolutely no Final Four talk. And what happened? It went on a run in the SEC tournament, won four straight there, now has won four straight in the NCAA tournament, and is off to the Final Four. So if you put yourself in that kind of position, then something special can still happen. And Tennessee absolutely will go into the season with a very good chance of being an NCAA tournament team. And again, depending on what Grant and Jordan Bone do, could be a very high-level top 5 to top 10 team heading into next season. That's where Tennessee's basketball program is. It was a really good season. The last two seasons, I think, were still pretty special in the fan experience of pulling for Tennessee's basketball team and Tennessee playing in big games that you really believed Tennessee could win and would win, and that some of those they did pull off. They did beat number one Gonzaga, number one at the time, and did beat Kentucky 2 out of 3. Also, Tennessee, it has a disappointing finish in the Sweet 16. You know who also had a disappointing finish? Duke. Duke was able to win the ACC tournament this year when Zion came back, but Duke didn't make the Final Four after spending a lot of time in the regular season at number one, like Tennessee. Kansas began the season at number one. It went out in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga, the team I just mentioned that spent some time at number one, it went out in the Elite Eight to Texas Tech. It didn't make the Final Four either. You never know. Also, Auburn, in the first round, escaped against New Mexico State. New Mexico State had the ball down two at the free throw line, shooting three free throws, and the shooter missed two of them. And then on an inbounds play, New Mexico State, with a shot to win it, airballed the shot. If those two free throws go in, or if that jumper goes in, Auburn loses in the first round, suffers a 5-12 upset, and we never have this conversation. But the ball didn't go in for New Mexico State, and Auburn keeps advancing. So what we think we know in this sport, we never really know. What we do know about Tennessee is that the Vols are in good shape, and Admiral and Kyle and maybe some other players, I think, are leaving it behind in good hands. Coming up next, some thoughts out of the scrimmage, the talk around Tennessee's football team with 2 weeks to go before the orange and white game. I'll get to that coming up next here on Locked On Vols. And something I'm going to get to this week, questions from you. So if you have any questions or comments for the show, please send them my way. I'm on Twitter at Josh_Ward, as well as Facebook, facebook.com/Josh Ward. Hit me up with any questions or comments about what's going on with Tennessee football or Tennessee basketball, and I'll work them into the show a little bit later this week. Thanks for all the interaction. I always appreciate it right here on Locked On Vols. Tennessee held a closed scrimmage on Saturday. It was closed to the media. We did see some of practice on Friday when the Vols were just in helmets and shorts getting ready for a padded scrimmage, their first real scrimmage of the spring. And word coming out involved the offensive success led by Jarrett Garantano. And when I mentioned earlier that Jim Chaney will probably do a good job with getting playmakers the ball, and we always joke about getting playmakers the ball in space, but that really is what it's about. And I think Jim Chaney will be better at that. And word coming out Saturday is Ty Chandler looks good. The wide receivers look good. Dominique Wood Anderson could play an even bigger role in the passing game. All things that we have talked about and have kind of expected. At wide receiver, I think Josh Palmer is a guy that continues to be a little bit under the radar. And that's because Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway get most of the attention, and I think probably should. But let's not forget Palmer. Just because Ramel Keaton is now on campus does not mean Josh Palmer won't be out there on the field. Josh Palmer was playing as a true freshman. He played a lot last year as a sophomore, and I think will be heavily involved in the offense again this upcoming year. Who will lead the passing game? Again, I'd still say Callaway and Jennings. And I think Wood Anderson will play a big role. I think that Jim Chaney's going to look at this offense and say, I have a number of weapons to work with. How many big-time speed threats do they have at the skill positions? I think that's to be determined. Chandler, to me, has shown that he can be a home run guy. Can Eric Gray, the true freshman running back, who we did see going through some drills on Friday, that's a good sign. He's been out with a shoulder injury. Maybe he can be somebody that Tennessee counts on to hit some big plays. And Tennessee's still going to try to stretch the field with its passing game, no doubt. But I think that's a question. How much breakaway speed does Tennessee find that it can work with at the skill positions? Something that needs some work? I think that continues to be the line of scrimmage. Talk coming out of Saturday was the defensive line. It still has some growing to do, which is no surprise. That's been one of the things I've pointed to the first, I guess, 3 weeks of spring practice is this defensive line probably has a ways to go, which we should have expected considering the top four defensive linemen from last year are gone. It's also why I think getting Aubrey Solomon a waiver to be able to play this year is really important for Tennessee's defense. He's played at Michigan the last couple of seasons, dealt with some injuries, but he's been playing in the Big Ten. Tennessee could really use that kind of experience on the defensive line. And then someone like Savion Williams coming in as a junior college transfer will need to help Tennessee as well. And then on the offensive line, Wanya Morris continues to get some work at left tackle. That's worth paying attention to. Jerome Carvin continues to get some work at center. Could he be there in the fall? You have Brandon Kennedy coming back. Carvin, I think, has impressed this spring. He was actually mentioned by name by Jim Chaney on Friday afternoon or Friday evening when he met with the media. But the offensive line still struggled with protecting the quarterbacks, according to talk coming out of the scrimmage. And that's just going to continue to be a big conversation until we see the offensive line improve. As long as we are talking about the offensive and defensive lines needing to be better, we're going to be talking about Tennessee's football team needing to be better. It's the biggest key for Tennessee moving forward. All the position groups have work to be done, and that's to be expected here as we're now, it's April now, April 1st. But the offensive and defensive lines, the lines of scrimmage, that's most important for Tennessee. Quarterback play, I think, is going to take care of itself. You'll hear Jim Chaney talk a little bit about Garantano on tomorrow's show, but pretty positive reports coming out on Jarrett Garantano. And again, he's the guy. There is no quarterback competition for the starting spot. So coming up tomorrow, more from Jim Chaney, a little bit more from Jeremy Pruitt talking about some of the skill position help at wide receiver, more on Tennessee's football team as they will be back to practice tomorrow afternoon. More Tennessee football and basketball talk as the week goes along. If you have time to download, subscribe, rate, and review the show, it's always a big help. And keep spreading the word. Tell Tennessee fans about the daily Tennessee podcast, Locked On Vols, available on the Himalaya app, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and if you get in your car, you can tell your smartphone to play podcasts, Locked On VOLS, and Locked On Vols will be right there for you. Thanks again for hanging out today. My name's Josh Ward. I'll see you here tomorrow.